If you will please turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Luke, chapter 16, and we'll be reading in verse 19 there in a minute. Luke 16. As I've been going through school, going through high school, and now in college, I'm sure everyone has heard conversations and stuff like this, but people talking about partying and having fun and drinking and all these things. And one thing that gets me is that that's all they're living for, and that's their purpose in life, is to have fun with friends and to drink. They're living for the moment, and kind of troubles me to know that that's what they're doing and that's what they're living for, because we know that the purpose of life is to serve God. That's why we're on this earth, to serve God, worship Him, and keep His commandments. And He's given us that gift of His Son and that sacrifice that we have the hope of heaven if we obey Him. And these people are missing it. If you will, please read with me in verse 19 of Luke 16. It says, "There was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. But there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, full of sores, who was laid at his gate, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. So it was that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And being in torments in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. Then he cried and said, 'Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, "Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and you are tormented. And besides all this, between us, you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that those who want to pass from here to you cannot, nor those from there pass to us." Then he said, "I beg you, therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment." Abraham said to him, "They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them." And he said, "No, Father Abraham, but if one goes to them from the dead, they will repent." But he said to him, "If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rise from the dead." So we see here that the rich man lived in luxury, and he was living for the day. He was serving himself more than God. And when he died, he was sent to Hades, and he's in torment. But Lazarus lived the complete opposite, was not in luxury on the earth. He had sores, and we see that he was a righteous man because he was sent to Abraham's bosom. What we can take from this is that when we're living our lives, we need to live it for the Lord. We need to serve Him, and we don't need to live for the day, because even though the rich man was in luxury on earth, and Lazarus was not living a life of luxury, and it wasn't fun for him, when it came down to it, when they both died, Lazarus is where we want to be, and the rich man is where we do not want to go. But God sent His Son to this earth so that we all have that opportunity to serve Him and to live a righteous life, to become sons of Him and be baptized for the remission of our sins. And if we don't take that opportunity, if we don't take advantage of that gift, then we will also be sent to Hades, live in torment when we die, and ultimately hell for eternal life. If you have been baptized and have begun your Christian walk and been following God, but you have struggled and fallen away, now is the time to come forward and confess sins to the congregation and to make your life right, because if you leave this place, we don't know when God's coming again, when Jesus is coming again, or how long we're going to live, and it could be too late. If you need any of these things, please come forward while we stand and sing.